My Life, the Walls Group. Make some noise for him. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it. So the Walls Group is in the house. I want to go straight to Houston because whenever I see you all, like, I honestly just like say, oh my God, that's H-Town. That's the millennials of H-Town. Love to see you all on social media being authentically who you are. We love God, but we still know how to whip, nay, nay, dance and have a good time. You hear me? And I honor you all for being yourselves. But right now, Houston's going through a lot. And I just want to give you the opportunity to speak your heart because this is home.
Well, because this is home. Yeah. You know, we have a lot of family. We actually have four younger siblings at home right now.
Wow.
With my grandmother and my grandfather and all and a lot of family out there and a lot of friends out there that we left because we left Friday actually, and we never could get back home. So we've been on the road, stuck because we're supposed to go back home Monday. So we've been here, but
And so are they safe? Like your family?
They're okay. Yeah. They're safe in a nice space, but mostly that's not the case for everyone. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of places that are underwater, a lot of homes that are flooded out. Just a lot of stuff happening, man. It kind of hurts our heart because we're not there, but at the same time, it's good that we're not there, but we feel like
it will feel better to be
there. You know what I'm saying? So
So I had the opportunity to hang out with James Fortune yesterday. He was on the show, and he had an amazing kind of peaceful spirit.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, you know, God is gonna do it. I know if that was my family, like as much as I love God, like I'd have been trying to like, I'm like, can somebody buy a boat, rent a boat? We need at least, you know. And I'm just thankful that you all are still able to do what you do. It really shows your faith and the faith in God, knowing that He's omnipresent. It's the super group. Love them to life. We play them all the time. Yeah. In fact, let me say this real quick. At first, you know, I had to be real careful when the Lord first blessed this position.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, cool. But we got to play some Walls Group, though. I was like, we got to get some new energy.
Honestly,
I remember just kind of playing that song over, whether it was Freedom, Walls Group. We need a song, upbeat, Walls Group. I just honor you guys. Thank you so much for making music that we could play during a more careful time
that
on the radio.
Sense.
But I appreciate you guys. So let's just do this. The tour. Let's run right into the tour. I know that we got the pop-up concert right now, but I've been seeing all over Instagram. You've had Fantasia at some of these stops. Kiara Sheard on some of these stops. Talk about the tour that you all are on right now.
So we just did the Latitude tour.
We're
still doing it. We're on tour right now. So we were in Charlotte with Fantasia for the last 2 days. We had a good time. Mm-hmm. Everybody probably knows now that we surprised her a couple of months back, and she was like, whatever I can do to be a part, that's what I want to do. He was like, what?
Okay, cool. Well, in fact, we got something you could do.
Yeah.
So we were like, all right, so we got this joint coming in Charlotte. You live there. Let's have a good time. And she was like, oh, I'm there. And she came.
And she was there.
We had a good time. But the Latitude Tour is something that mom and pop, you know, was like, we should do a tour. Like, we'll do it ourselves. We're doing it ourselves, and we got some people around us: Kiki Sheard, Zacardi Cortez,
Marcus D.
Wiley, the one of the funniest cats ever. That's the homie, man.
Yeah.
And he's hosting. We got Leandra Johnson in certain cities. We got Lisa Knowles in certain cities.
And
Tim
Rogers
in certain cities. We got a lot of different people. Brandy's coming. One of these cities. I didn't want to give it, but I'm giving it.
Did you hear? Brandy gonna pop up in one of these cities. Just get your tickets. I'm a fan of the song My Life. I don't know if you got a chance to see my Instagram, but my 2-year-old was jamming to My Life.
Yeah.
So shout out to the Walls Group. They're in the studio with us now. Hope for Houston is happening tonight. If you're in the Atlanta area, I'm challenging you to get over to All Nations Worship Assembly. It's in Atlanta, 8610 Roswell Road. It's in Atlanta, Georgia, 30350. Make sure that you put that in your GPS or just Google All Nations Worship Assembly Atlanta. And make sure that you're in the house tonight. Let's talk about this song, My Life. Who produced it? I think Warren did, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Warren and Damon Thomas, yeah.
So what was that like? They said, like, it's really, really artistic when you're in the studio with Warren, because I hear, like, he an engineer, and he's a musician.
He's perfect.
He's a coach.
He's all that.
He's in his perfect form.
Like, the first day we got there, we didn't even realize we were actually working. That's how artistic he is.
Yeah.
Like, because we were just chilling, having a good time, laughing and vibing. We spent, like, 2-3 hours just laughing and talking. Mm-hmm. And we were like, man, we ain't done no work. He was like, no, this is work. This is how I know exactly what I want to do with y'all. Now I know. Let's go. I already know what I want to do. We were like, cool.
And he pretty much let us do what we wanted. Like, he would play something and we'd be like, oh, let's do this. He'd be all right, you know, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And let us do it. And we come up with a song after that or something after that. And if he ain't like it, he'd be like, do something different. Let's try something. You know, it was a free flowing atmosphere. So it was real cool to work with him.
Man, listen, I'm hanging out with the Walls Group. I'm encouraging you to support everything that they're doing. Honestly, they have a very unique calling. Wow. They're able to speak to mom, and then they're also able to speak to the daughters and the sons, wow, and your granddaughter and your grandson. So I believe now that it's important that we support their cause. I believe you've been praying for something for your granddaughter and your sons to, wow, do, but many times we don't sow into it. Yeah. So I'm challenging you to follow them on Instagram, follow them on Facebook, whatever city they are that they're going to. I just want you to support. Even if you're not going to like physically go there, I want you to donate tickets, buy some tickets, and get to some people in your, yeah, neighborhood so they can experience the atmosphere of people who look like them and kind of, you know, it's something different when you see somebody on stage that you can relate to. And I believe that the world can relate to you all, man, because you're doing an amazing job with God's kingdom, man. Real talk. So how do they find you on social media?
At the Walls Group everywhere. There
at
it
the
is.
Walls Group on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, MySpace, all of them. We there.
Everything.
We even on Black Planet. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
And Paco's voice done changed. Let's just say that. Shout out to him.
Got
family, the Walls Group.